Dear God, we pray for the grace of self-control. Help us to use our heavenly wisdom to make the right decisions and choices every day. Amen. I woke up this morning in my heavenly home and was filled with such a sense of indescribable joy and love for everyone and everything. I raced downstairs, throwing open the French doors, and ran out into the garden. I stopped dead in my tracks and started laughing at the scene in front of me. Father God was on a chaise lounge with a sun-tanning reflector board under his chin. He turned to me and said, "What? I can't enjoy my own creation?" And this sent me howling. I laughed so hard. I was wondering why he wasn't on the island, which is where I usually see him, when he broke into my thoughts and said, "Come, sit next to me, child." I immediately pulled up a white chair alongside God and sat very still, fearing a severe chastisement was forthcoming. He began, "It is good and healthy that you reverently fear me. I have been speaking to you, but you are not trusting that it is really me and that I would deign to speak to you. Do you realize how much I love you and want to spend time with you and all my children?" Busted. I typically envision Father God on the island in the middle of the lake in my heavenly home because I believe him to be too all-powerful, too all-knowing, and too magnificent to want to be with me and talk as a father and daughter would. I readily try to hear from our Lord Jesus and Blessed Mother, but my spiritual antenna for hearing Papa God's voice was on mute. He totally called me out on this point as I shrunk down lower into my chair, feeling like a 2-year-old. Father God continued, "Before you came to the refuge, my son gave you a very special grace by allowing you to see some of the fruits of your labor when you were vacillating about whether or not to come to the mountain and follow our plan. Your thoughts, child, almost derailed your divine destiny. I can't tell you how many times my children have done this over the centuries by interrupting our holy arrangements, which are good and prosperous for our people. Instead, they follow the suggestions and lies of the enemy and go down the road of desolation and despair, not bearing any good fruit. In order for the community and all our people to continue to grow in holiness and be better prepared for what is coming, you must," and his voice boomed when he said this, "you must control your thoughts. Practice self-control daily. Seek our wisdom and not give in to self-will. Self-will blocks graces and the ability for Holy Spirit to fill you and work through you. My children, if you let your desires lead your decisions, you will readily give in to sin at every turn and spin out of control. Self-control is a discipline that we grow in you, and when you cooperate with us and choose to die to your flesh, you will live in us. If you make sincere efforts to control your thoughts, you will receive from us what you need to stand firm, resist the devils, and extinguish in you all that is unholy. We are standing with you to help you. Call on us, and we will answer you in the most extraordinary ways, beyond your comprehension. We will come to your aid and strengthen you in our righteousness." And that was the end of Father's message. Scripture tells us in 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 5 and 6, "For this very reason, make every effort to supplement your faith with goodness. Goodness with knowledge, knowledge with self-control, self-control with endurance, endurance with godliness." Knowledge must come before self-control, and self-control will lend itself to endurance, allowing us to finish the race and finish well. This goes along with what Mother Elisha saw one Sunday. Written on our armor in big bold letters was the word endurance, etched right across our breastplate of righteousness. As a confirmation after Father God spoke, I pulled the following rhema: hope in God and expect everything that is good from Him. Don't dwell on what the enemy presents to you. Stop thinking of it and turn to God. Bend your knee before Him and with the greatest humility say this short prayer: have mercy on me, a poor weakling. Let us thank Almighty God for holding back the increasing darkness and for the wisdom and self-control to live for Him alone in these final days. Amen.